This program may contain descriptions of violence, drug use, Jesus juice, animal abuse, morals that are loose, squirrels and moose, dropping a deuce, full frontal nudity, and adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
This episode of Florida Men is brought to you by the Florida Keys. Do you want to run away from your boring existence in one of the flyover states? Do you like to drink all day? Do you like to drink all night? Do you like to fish? Do you like to just lay on the beach next to your fishing pole while you drink all day? Are you independently wealthy? Well, then come on down and spend your golden years in the Florida Keys, where no shoes, no shirt, no service is a distant memory, and you can day drink with the other Hemingway lookalikes while you compare melanoma scars. And that's just for the ladies. Men can enjoy a wide variety of activities like fishing on the beach, fishing on a boat, and fishing change out of your couch cushions to pay your bar tab. One-bedroom homes start in the low 750,000s. Walls and bathrooms are extra. The Florida Keys, where you have to be rich to live like a homeless person. And now, Florida Men, the podcast.
Coming to you from America's Wayne, this is Florida Men, the podcast for Friday, May the 11th, 2018.
Each week, we bring you the best stories from the shadier side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
In this week's episode,
identity theft is not a high priority with a sticky-fingered janitor.
What not to wear when you're headed for jail.
Call the sheriff and have him round up a possum.
And this Friday in the ER, Florida Man versus Florida Man in a steel cage match.
Plus, Florida Man versus Tourist, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, are you nervous? Because this is going to be our first episode. So in 5 years, when we have 10,000 listeners, this is the first thing people are going to go back to and listen to and say, this is not what it's like now. These guys were idiots back then. They didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
No.
We're going to have thousands and thousands of people listening to this episode. And then they're going to decide that they don't want to listen to the back catalog. They're just going to keep up with the new shit. This is Florida Man, a podcast that is going to tell you about all the cool stories that happen every week in the Sunshine State. And we've been planning this for a few weeks, well, almost over a month now. And just every single freaking day, there's another story about Florida Man. And if you've ever heard of Florida Man, you know that we are never going to run out of subject matter. So I think this podcast is going to go for thousands of episodes.
Starting with story number one.
The headline for this story is Florida Man Found with Hard Drives Containing Secret Florida Taxpayer Info Was Looking to Download Xbox Games. This story is from TampaBay.com.
The four Florida Department of Revenue hard drives that went missing last month contained secret information about taxpayers. But state police say 21-year-old Andrew Reed found something better to store on the drives. Xbox video games.
Yeah, and Andrew spells his name A-N-D-R-U.
On Tuesday, Reed was arrested by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement agents who said they don't believe he ever accessed the confidential taxpayer information originally kept on the drives.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure somebody who is a janitor and is stealing hard drives isn't a corporate espionage expert. He's actually just a janitor. I'm pretty sure, yeah, he had no idea what he was doing.
Reed indicated that he had connected the hard drives to his Xbox to download video games without knowing what was on the hard drives, FDLE said in a statement. The drives were found missing from Department of Revenue workstations in Tallahassee last month. A department spokeswoman said Reed was an employee of a custodial company that contracts with the state. They did not say how Reed came across the drives, but he was charged with offenses against intellectual property and offenses against the users of computer systems, both third-degree felonies.
I don't think this is the first time that this guy has heard the word intellectual, but I think it is the first time that it was actually used against him. I don't think it's been applied to him in the past.
We are confident that the information on the drives was not accessed. All right, so last time I checked, I don't believe you can access you can access files off of an Xbox. But as a result, the Department of Revenue's thorough processes and procedures to monitor and maintain equipment, we were able to rapidly identify and report the property missing.
Meaning they tried to start up their computer on Monday morning and it wouldn't
start. Yeah, the hard drive was gone.
And the hard drive was fucking gone.
No, it was, yeah, that was, they, it was like, oh shit, okay. Yeah, so
that's when IT.
We had 12, now we got 8.
Yeah, that's when IT was called and the ticket just said, computer won't start.
Yeah.
And there was no further information.
Well, hey, he needed space for his Halo, all right? I wonder what he was holding it for. I mean, what would he have been playing that needed 4 hard drives on an Xbox?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, wouldn't one, I don't even know that you can hook up more than one hard drive to an Xbox. Yeah, he's not exactly the smartest.
So if your information goes missing, identity theft, it could be from the janitor who stole the hard drives containing all of your information from Tallahassee.
I'm going to guess that your information is safe.
I think you're safe. I don't think you're going to have a problem with that one,
yeah,
to be honest with you.
Yeah. Story number 2, Florida man wore novelty undies while driving drunk. And this one comes from The Smoking Gun.
A Florida man arrested early Thursday on drunk driving charges was in his underwear behind the wheel, according to cops who noted that the suspect's drawers were imprinted with the word breathalyzer and the phrase blow here, which was near his junk. After spotting a Dodge pickup truck weaving on a Port St. Lucie highway around 3 a.m., a cop pulled the vehicle over outside a Best Western hotel, according to the arrest affidavit.
Okay, Dodge pickup, Port St. Lucie, 3 a.m., wearing underpants. I don't see what's unusual about this. That sounds like a...
You cast the first stone if you've never done it, all right?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say that, that, you know...
The driver, Daryl...
The McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe he needed some French fries to...
It happens.
Yeah.
The driver, Daryl Lee Campbell, was handcuffed due to his... What the hell is that word?
I believe that word is furtive.
Thank you. Actions. And for officer safety... Campbell, 54, had been spotted throwing a black object from his truck, though the item was not recovered by police. What is a black object?
I'm not going to go there.
During questioning, Campbell claimed he was en route to help a friend who had a flat tire.
And you didn't think to put some pants on or a shirt?
Hey, he's a good friend.
I
mean, if you call me in the middle of the night at 3 a.m., yeah, no, I got nothing on that one.
Yeah, you better put pants on.
I put some britches on. Campbell, barefoot in his underwear, seemed jittery and unsteady on his feet and appeared under the influence of a stimulant, the affidavit notes. After Campbell declined to perform a field sobriety test, he was arrested on a DUI charge. Even worse, an inventory of Campbell's ride turned up a penis ring in the truck's center console, as well as several condoms about the vehicle and binoculars sitting on the passenger seat. Cops concluded that Campbell may have been attempting to attract prostitutes in the area or other lewd, lavish behavior.
Do you need binoculars to attract?
Well, you know, it's dark. It's 3 a.m.
Yeah, that's what you need a flashlight for.
No, it needs. I mean, you got to see what you're paying for.
Yeah, I don't think that you want to look at a hooker that closely.
Though clad in novelty underwear, Campbell had his hair gelled and combed. He looked good. I mean, he had his priorities right.
I have a theory about Mr. Campbell here. I think Mr. Campbell was on a date, and things were going pretty well for him. And then her husband showed up, and he had to get the fuck out of there real quick.
Campbell's rap sheet includes 2 prior drunk driving convictions, police noted. Court records show that he has been convicted of carrying a concealed weapon.
Yeah, oh, that's what he was...
In the blow here.
Yeah.
Cocaine possession.
That's the stimulant.
And a resisting arrest.
You know what? This is just me personally. Resisting arrest is a bullshit charge because anybody tries to grab your wrist, you pull back, that's resisting arrest.
What time was this at? 3 o'clock in the morning?
3 a.m.
3 a.m. The man is in his truck in Port St. Lucie. In his underwear, with the word breathalyzer on his boxer, says blow here.
So,
I want to know where you buy these.
I'll send you the website. I'll put that in the show notes.
You looked?
They've got pictures of them.
You looked?
Yeah. You want to see the link? Actually, the link's on your screen.
Sick fucker. You looked?
I looked.
I'm not looking. I'm not opening them. No. You on your own on that one, brother.
It's from bitchinboxers.com.
Of course it is. No. You're on your own on that one. I'm just going to leave that one out there.
Okay, yeah, that's right. You're the female underwear expert.
Hey.
All right.
Don't moving hate, appreciate.
Yeah. We do have a sponsor for our first episode.
We do?
We do. Obviously, they've got great taste because they're supporting this podcast. So that's a great sponsor. You should definitely support that sponsor.
All right.
All right. Story number three. Oh, I want to read this one. Can you read the headline right. for me?
Story number three. Florida woman calls 911 on a possum.
Okay, this
possum. POSSUM.
Yes, this is from CBS12.com. A Florida woman is recovering from a problem with a possum. On Saturday, she had an odd request for 911 dispatchers to get a possum out of her bedroom. Quote, I don't know how to explain this. I'm a single woman. I'm 53 years old. I think it's a possum, said Dagny D. Kuiper in the call. Kuiper found the surprise in her nightstand. She says she came across an opossum in her home the night before, but was okay with that one. It was so cute. This is a quote again from Miss Kuiper. It was so cute last night. He's little, but I don't know if it's the same one now. But the one in the nightstand made itself too comfortable, and she said it peed on her bed. The dispatcher did her best to keep Kuiper calm, but even she couldn't hold in her laughter. She was able to help use her sense of humor, too. Quote, the one time I needed a man in my life is right now. What do I do with him the other 4 days, said Kuiper in the call. Luckily for Kuiper, an officer was able to come and remove the opossum. She says it didn't have rabies, but she's still looking for that man to help her out at least 1 day a week.
Opossum.
Opossum.
Where was this?
This was in Lantana.
Where's that?
I have no freaking clue.
It's in Florida, though, right?
Yes, it is in Florida.
How the hell do you get a possum in your house?
And
you had one the night before.
Yeah, you had a smaller one the night before, and now you got a bigger one tonight. And I don't know that she's been drinking, but something tells me there was some alcohol involved. She didn't know. I'm pretty sure there was just one possum, is what I'm saying.
It didn't have rabies, but she's looking for that man to help her out at least one. She just needs a fix 1 day a week.
Yeah, but she doesn't know what she's going to do with him the other 4 days.
There's 5 days in a week?
According to Miss Kuiper, yes.
I don't even know how to comment on this. Did it say what time they called her?
No.
No, it doesn't say what
no,
time
it's they not. It's not a 3 a.m. thing, but... Yeah.
Oh, true story. My buddy was in town this week.
Okay.
And he was Mobile Police Department. Well, actually, Daphne, Alabama. And he did say one time he went on a house. He got a call to this disturbance. What's something at the house?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to the house and he hears the noise in the bedroom. The woman, the girl, she had a panther. She had a mountain lion. I'm sorry, not a panther. A mountain lion in, as a pet. And that cat was under the bed.
Was it a fully grown?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mountain lion?
Yeah.
Not like a cub.
No. Full grown, sitting under the bed, and he went and said, hey, you need to go do something with that one right now, or I'm going to dispose of it.
Yeah.
And she went and locked him in the closet. She locked him in the closet. He said he went in on a call one night and found the panther. He heard it. And if you've ever heard a panther or a mountain lion, they sound like a woman screaming.
Yeah.
Is the only way to explain it if you've never heard one.
I have.
And he walked in and heard that sound. I was like, what is that? That's my mountain lion. Like, you need, yeah, no.
No. My question would be, do you have a permit for that?
No. Get him. See, she likes it. You either get rid of him, you either put him up, or I'm going to put him down, one or the other. But how do you? Yeah. But back to the possum. You leave your door open, a possum comes in.
I don't know. Do you leave your window open?
Do you get a mouse trap? I mean, you have mouse traps.
Well, okay. I've got a story for you here. We had feral cats that were using our yard as a toilet a few years back, and so yeah, we went to Home Depot and we got a live trap, and we would catch the live cats and call animal control, and they would come and get them out of the trap. But one day there was a possum in there. And
apparently this lady did the same thing and brought it in the house.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe
were you in Florida then?
Yeah, we were in Florida. We had our above ground pool, and animal control wouldn't come for the possum because they would only take the cats.
What does the above ground pool have to do with the possum
That's
story?
That's how we disposed of the possum. Because I wasn't going
to
stick my hand in the cage with the possum.
All right. I didn't want to assume.
So, we got a rope.
You drowned it in the pool?
Yeah.
You drowned the possum in the pool?
I wasn't going to let
him out.
Do you
have a gun? You didn't shoot it?
I didn't shoot it.
You drowned him in the pool?
I drowned him in the pool.
I lost.
It's humane.
If you had a man card, I would take it away from you right now. It's humane? Drowned him in the pool. How is that humane?
It was fast. I lived in the city limits. I couldn't fire a gun.
That's a good point.
Even if I had
Okay, you got a good point there.
Now, it's time for a game called Florida Man or Tourist. Each week, I will give a list of 5 famous or infamous people. They could be actors, musicians, sports stars, criminals, or are famous in some other way. And my friend Phil here has to guess if each one is a Florida man, meaning he was born in the Sunshine State or lived here for a significant period of time, or if he's a tourist, meaning he never stayed in Florida for longer than a vacation. For the sake of this game, Florida man can be a woman, boy, or girl. If Phil guesses correctly on 3 or more of the 5, he wins. If he misses more than he hits, I win. And this is a high-stakes game because the loser buys the beer for the next show.
And you brought the beer for this one.
I brought the beer for this one for our inaugural.
All right.
So
So the Florida man can be a woman?
Yeah.
So how did you go from a woman to a boy or a girl?
So Florida man, Florida woman, Florida boy, Florida girl.
Oh, Florida man can be a man, a woman, a boy, or a girl.
Right.
All right.
So it's basically a Florida person, but we call him Florida man.
All right, I'm in.
All right. So let me find my...
You didn't anticipate this was coming up in the show.
That's
why we can't have nice things around here.
That's why we edit. Yeah, I put this in my personal drive.
Of course you did.
Because I didn't want you to see it. I don't want you cheating.
I'm not going to cheat. You just gave me the password. How am I going to cheat?
Because if I saved it in here, you would be able to access it. So I'm going to put it in my personal file.
God knows we're going to be legit.
Yeah.
The suspense is absolutely killing me. 5 people, right?
5 people.
All right.
So I'll read through them. I will give
How do I know you're right? I mean, how do I know that you're not cheating me?
Everything is available on the person's Wikipedia page. So these are all prominent people.
And we trust Wikipedia for...
Yeah.
This is high stakes. And we're trusting Wikipedia. We won't let our kids use Wikipedia for their book reports, but we'll use it for this.
Yes.
All right. All right. I'm good with that.
Okay. Florida man or tourist number 1 is Channing Tatum. He's the star of 21 Jump Street, the movie. Earlier in his career, he had a guest role on CSI Miami. Is Channing Tatum a Florida man or a tourist?
Tourist.
All right. 1, you said tourist. Number 2 is Johnny Depp, star of Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Early in his career, he was part of the cast of 21 Jump Street, the TV series. Florida man or tourist?
Florida man.
You say number 2 is a Florida man. Okay. Number 3, Jeff Daniels. He is Jim Carrey's co-star in Dumb and Dumber.
Tourist.
You say tourist for Jeff Daniels. All right. Number 4, Lawrence Kasdan. He is the screenwriter of The Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, The Force Awakens, Solo, A Star Wars Story, which comes out later this month, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and The Bodyguard, starring Whitney Houston. Is Lawrence Kasdan a Florida man or a tourist?
Florida man.
Okay.
See the pattern I'm going here?
Okay.
Because I have no freaking idea.
Okay. And number five, Donald Glover, best known for playing Troy on NBC's Community and his musical work as Childish Gambino, but unfortunately not as Peter Parker or Miles Morales in The Amazing Spider-Man.
Is that Danny Glover's brother?
No.
Oh.
He is not related to Danny Glover.
Tourist.
Tourist. Okay. So, you said for number one, who is Channing Tatum, you said tourist. Channing Tatum is a Florida man. He actually has attended high school in Tampa. For number two, Johnny Depp, you said Florida man. Johnny Depp is a Florida man. He was raised in Miramar.
Woo-hoo!
Congratulations.
One for one. No.
One and one.
One and one.
All right. Number three, Jeff Daniels is a tourist, and you said tourist, so you've got two.
Two correct. Out of three.
Two,
all right.
Two out of three. All right.
So what? I got to get three out of five, right?
And you've got to get three, and you win.
All right.
Number four, Lawrence Kasdan, screenwriter of Empire Strikes Back and all those other movies. You said he is a Florida man, and he is a Florida man. He was born in Miami.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations.
That's
you
right.
are the winner. This last one is for
pride.
Just for pride. But Donald Glover, you said he was a tourist, and he is a tourist.
Four out of five, baby.
Four out of five. You did pretty well on that.
I have no idea how I pulled that off. 50-50 chance.
You could have gone as low as two or three, but you got four. So
four,
you
baby.
Must be doing something right. So next week, that means I got to buy some more beer.
Oh, well, yeah, because the amount you brought tonight ain't going to last a week. All right, let's get to our last story. Is this the last story of the night?
This is the fourth and final story.
All right. Florida man gets drunk, falls off his bicycle, hits a man at the hospital with a folding chair.
And this one's from TampaBay.com. A 23-year-old man hospitalized Monday for falling off his bike after drinking too much was arrested later that day after police said he struck another man with a folding chair at Bayfront Health St. Petersburg. That's one of the hospitals I used to work for when I worked at the hospital system. Yeah, they're a
classy place.
It is really it is the official hospital of the Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay.
And
well, was it an aluminum chair or was it one of those plastic chairs?
It says a folding chair, so it could go either way.
Jimmy McRae faces a charge of battery, police said. The incident took place at 11 a.m. Monday.
Day drinking.
Hey, the only way he drank all day is start early.
You know what? 11 a.m. Monday, he was still drunk from Sunday night.
Police said McRae was brought to the hospital after falling off the bicycle, not crashing the bicycle, not running into something. He fell off
bicycle. He went sideways, not forward or back.
Appeared to have been under the influence of alcohol at the time of the incident.
You think?
According to the arrest report. While being treated at the hospital, officers say McRae removed a C-clamp from around his neck. C-clamp?
Damn, he really hurt himself.
We use those on the Jeeps.
Yeah, that's
a
how you
C-clamp
change your,
from
change
around
your brake
his neck.
Pads.
No wonder he pulled it. He was fucking choking. Jumped out of his bed and approached his girlfriend in the emergency room. Staff members asked him to return to bed, but he became angry and picked up a metal folding chair and swung it around, police said, hitting a man in the leg.
Is this Andre the Giant?
Hospital security then restrained McRae and secured him to a hospital bed with leather straps. He was then booked.
Yeah, they did.
He was then booked in the Pinellas County Jail and soon freed up after posting $500 bail. That ain't much for that. The man who was hit by the chair suffered minor injuries to his elbows while helping restrain McRae.
Okay, so...
So he got hit. So his elbows got hit, but he got hit in the knee. How the hell did he hit his elbow? How did he sustain injuries on his elbow if he got hit in the leg?
That was my question. It says hitting a man in the leg with the chair, but, sustained injuries to his elbows while helping restrain McRae. So even after he got hit with the chair, he helped take this guy down and strap him back down to the bed.
How do you fall off a bicycle? Is it like, it's kind of like the Laugh-In thing where the tricycle, you drive and all of a sudden, clunk, you fall off.
I've
run over stuff on a bicycle. I've hit the brake too early and went over the handlebars. I've never, I don't think, just fell off a bicycle.
But I now, truth be told, I've never driven a bicycle hammered. So
I've never driven a bicycle drunk at 11 a.m. on Monday morning.
So I don't. You got me on that one.
Yeah. It is Florida. This is a Florida man. We find ways of doing things.
Never cease to amaze me. And that's all we have the time we have for this week.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or whatever podcatcher you use. Like us on Facebook and Instagram, or follow us on Twitter. We're known as @FloridaMenPod, FloridaMenPod. Or you can send us an email at floridamenpodcast@gmail.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674. That's not a Florida number, but it was all Google Voice had available. If you'd like to support the show financially and get early access and extended ad-free episodes, discounts on our merchandise and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen. Our paid subscribers get lots of extras. Head on over to our page on Patreon to see what they are.
Do we have a page there?
We do. patreon.com/floridamen. This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, especially our families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism. Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Copyright 2018.
Peace.
Today, May 11th, the day that this podcast drops, is Eat What You Want Day. So you can break any of the dietary rules on May 11th. The only rule you have to obey is to eat what you want, however you want it, and how much you want it, as long as she consents to it.
That's sick. But agreed. Who sits around and comes up with these days?
I think it's...
Where did that come from?
It's timeanddate.com. I Googled funny dates for May 11th, and that's...
Is it like a congressional thing?
I think it's a marketing department somewhere. I believe...
I want to work there. Yeah. Well, you only got 365.
Yeah, so it's...
Choices.
It's so. Either... Yeah, it's either a fast food restaurant or a grocery store chain that came up with this one, because... Anything to sell more food to fat people.
Which is, fat people don't eat. Is it not the only ones that eat?
Yeah, but we're the ones that can really put it away when you eat what you want.
Fair enough.
I had to have my whole damn stomach cut out just to prevent me from eating what I want.
No, I mean, I'm in denial.
So, yeah. Just go out and eat what you want today, folks. It's the day to do it. But tomorrow, back on the diet.
Fair enough. Stop it!
I don't do it on purpose.
God, that's gross. And I've never noticed it, but now you're on freaking mics with headphones on, and now I hear it.
The only other times that it gets heard is when Amy and I are just laying in bed, like trying to go to sleep, and then...
I don't want to know that. I don't want to know that.